Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In such a fast-paced world, we can hardly keep up with the present, let alone document the past for its lessons. But George Santayana famously said, quote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." The Hebrew word for remember is zakar, meaning to mark so as to be recognized. It is found 14 times in Deuteronomy. God knows the deadly consequences of forgetting his dealings in the past, his instructions in the present, or his promises for the future. The Hebrew for forget is shakach and means, quote, to be oblivious of or to mislay. It occurs 13 times in this book, and I'm sure Moses didn't forget the 14th one, since the Spirit was inspiring him. Remembering is intentional, highlighting a thing to keep it in mind. On the other hand, forgetting is careless. It is mere laziness or neglect, a lack of appreciation for the value of something, in this case, God's words. Thus, chapters 2 and 3 are divine memory joggers. We are reminded of the Edomite roadblock, 2:1-7, conflict avoidance with Moab, verses 8-12, as they cross the brook Zered, verses 13-15, and also being non-combatants with Ammon, because these people were from the sons of Lot, verses 16-23. Then it is the battle with Sihon, king of the Amorites, verses 24-37, and a similar battle with the giant Og of Bashan, chapter 3:1-11. The distribution of the land east of Jordan to Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, verses 12-20, Moses encouraging Joshua, verses 21-22, and his vain attempt to persuade God to let him enter the land, verses 23-29. But Moses must also feel the consequences, as we all must, of being oblivious to what God says. Quote, "Take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget." Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. So, don't forget to remember.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.